You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com.
Good morning, everybody. What's up? Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a wonderful start to your week. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com. Rookies report today for the Buffalo Bills. We've got some Sabres news.
Report. The things are happening.
Yeah.
Whatever those things are, good or bad, they are happening. And when I say bad, you might think, oh, Derek's trying to dunk on the Sabres again. No, it's the fact that, well, I mean, I would like for there to be some sort of progress on this second rounders issue across the NFL. Because the Bills are currently affected.
I mean, so is most of the NFL.
So is most of the NFL. Well, the Bills are part of most of the NFL.
Funny enough, all of the NFL is. Because both Cleveland and Houston had two second-round picks.
The teams that traded away their second-round pick do not have a problem.
They're the only ones.
That was what? Atlanta? On the aggressive move up with...
Believe so, yeah. With Cleveland.
And... Who traded up with the Rams? New York did.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants. In order to move up and get Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's at least two teams that don't have this problem. Or did they also have other... I need to look at who didn't have a second round pick.
It's just... It's most the NFL is affected. We both mentioned it yesterday. We were going to kind of talk about the Pablo Torre reports that have been going on for a few weeks now. It's now more or less just come to a head because a part of it has been the second-round pick talk. And really, up until Trey Harris did not report to LA's camp, I don't want to say there wasn't a story, but the feeling was maybe this won't be a thing. Maybe guys will eventually get signed. Well, now we're at... You know, kind of majority of the league will have rookies reporting today and tomorrow. Chargers have already had theirs report over the weekend. And 30 of the 32 second-round picks are still unsigned.
You know, who the team that really hurts the most right now? The Bears.
Oh, how many second-round picks do they have?
Luther Burden.
Yep.
Ozzie Trapillo. Shamar Turner.
Oof. And I remember the Luther Burden thing because Ben Johnson brought him up about how important it is for a receiver to get in right away, get those reps going, the whole thing. I mean, I've brought it up with Shamar Stewart for Cincinnati, him being a first-round pick, but how important it would be for him to get in and get reps. He's not just for different reasons, but there's a lot of these guys who, I mean, Burden is, I think, more of an injury. That's the one thing that hasn't scared me with TJ Sanders is up to this point, he has been participating. That has not been a report that he's just sitting out. That's due to him having the protections that have been going on with these rookies, you know, before they sign, you're okay. If you get hurt, you're going to be fine. Like, it's not going to kill you. But now we're kind of at the last stage here. We are at, today is the last stage. I mean, if he doesn't report here, now we're in officially, it could be a hold-in. He could be at camp, the whole thing.
Right.
Or it could be a holdout where he's just not there at all. I don't think Trey Harris showed up, so that's a holdout for him. It's just, it's funny enough. It is a story, but it's not like a specific Bill story. It's a league-wide
one. It is a league-wide story. It's nothing personal at that point. Like, that's the part where, like, I'm not really worried about any of this, more or less, because it is an entire league-wide issue. But you look at some players, though, like, look at some of the second-rounders, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you think, wow. Like, I look at the story of Will Johnson, a top-10 pick projected heading into this draft. Even with the injury concerns, a lot of people still saw him as a first-round player, if not first half of the first round, right? That's mm-hmm. often where he was getting mocked to.
Mm-hmm.
He falls all the way to the middle of the second round. And now there's this whole contract thing of guaranteed money or not. And if I'm Will Johnson, I'm probably just like, man, I just want to play. I would love some guaranteed money, absolutely. Probably even a fully guaranteed contract based on what's going on, like with the knee and everything like that. But, man, to see a story continue to fall further down for someone whose the circumstances are not his fault. In Will Johnson, and it's just like, that hurts to watch that sort of thing continuously happening right now. Like, you're just getting beat up on by life at the current moment.
I did see, too, Benjamin Albright, kind of an NFL all-around reporter, but mainly covers the Denver Broncos. I saw someone ask him last night.
But when, like, he talks, typically it's good to listen.
Yep, and he, you know, was asked by a listener, basically, was like, hey, is this whole guaranteed contract thing for second-round picks, is this more of an agent thing that's being pushed, or is this equal footing? And he goes, "It's everybody wants this but the teams. Everybody has wanted this but the teams. And now that we've kind of crossed the Rubicon with Houston giving Jaden Higgins a fully guaranteed contract, the dam's been broken. It's now to see kind of how far, at least to me it feels, how far a team's going to be willing to go to not bring in their second-round pick. Because I think, honestly, you're going to have people within the organization getting annoyed very quickly.
Yes, like your executives, your general managers, and especially your coaches are going to get miffed fast when a high asset, let's not beat around the bush on this, a second-round pick is a high-quality draft asset. That is an early pick. It is still something that throws some weight around when it comes to a usable asset in the draft itself, especially early in the second round. Pick 33 is one of the most coveted picks that there is.
Mm-hmm.
You have a premium asset, premium draft asset, and the entire league is effectively crossing their arms and holding their breath like a five-year-old that you told, no, you can't get the Jolly Ranchers.
It's just, it's going to be so interesting to see what happens. Because it's not going to be outright coups or anything like that, but it's just, it's not an overly expensive asset.
That's the other part of it.
To really dig into. I think most of these guys will make around $11 million by the end of their four-year rookie deal.
And very, like, it's not a high percentage that second-rounders become star-type players. But it is not like second-rounders are players that will just, like, fizzle that frequently for you. There are plenty of them that don't see the end of a rookie contract, mm-hmm. for example, so fully guaranteed money, it would make less sense. I understand that part. But they're also second-round picks. That scale is going to be effectively pennies to the money that is brought in by the National Football League.
Well, here, I mean, look at James Cook's salary alone. Many of us have talked about this.
Speaking of,
for months now, talking about him of like, man, would you really want to hold out? He's going to make more money this year than any other year combined. He's set to make $5.2 million on his base salary this year. Before that, last year was $1.1 million, $970 grand, and $705 grand. Those were his base salaries as a mid-second round pick to late second round pick. Those were his base salaries. It's not like these are massive contracts. Now, they're a little more expensive at the beginning of the first round, late first round, or beginning of the second round, late first round. But these are not massive salaries that are going to sink an owner going, guys, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It is just to stay a little bit cheaper rather than fully guaranteeing deals. And many leagues do fully guaranteed contracts. And through the Pablo Torre reports, we also have that the NFL Players Association has pushed that in the last two contract negotiations, the bargaining agreements. They have not gotten them, mainly due to the fact that basically every owner is staunch against this. I would imagine there's partially a feeling of, well, you know, once it gets to second round picks, what's going to stop it getting to third round picks for and down the draft order, right? But they're one of the only leagues that doesn't have these fully guaranteed deals. Most of the contracts we do end up seeing in the NFL oftentimes end up being these very fake numbers. Garrett Wilson,
That's why these numbers are higher, though.
Mm-hmm. You see these big numbers, but Garrett Wilson yesterday gets, what, 4 years, $130 million. The more important number for him personally is the $90 million guaranteed.
Yes.
That's the more important number.
Because you're getting
And I look at teams like the Eagles with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, Lurie being the owner, Howie Roseman being the GM. What has made them more impressive is that they front load the hell out of their contracts. They give money immediately so that they can sometimes pay a little less because ultimately they're paying their guy more. It's not hidden in bonuses and incentives to skate around not paying them outright. It is given up front, here you go. And it'll be quote unquote a little, but it's the same argument we make with the Florida teams.
It serves two purposes, though. If you front load a contract like that, you get to the later years, that player is less expensive, and then therefore you can go out and get somebody and front load the contract.
Yeah.
It allows for there to be a little bit more of this roster churn that is very common in sports. So it serves two purposes on that front. Players get rewarded right away with it, so you're more prone to sign with a team that wants to front load a contract. Why? You're getting money in. And then say you're not good at the end of toward the end of the contract and you get released. Well, how much are you getting hit for that, really?
Mm-hmm.
Comparatively speaking to other teams around the league or other players around the league. And this is why the Pablo Torre story really seems to be getting a little louder now, because of the fact that you have 30 of 32 second-round picks unsigned, and the issue is guaranteed money, which is the same thing that Torre was reporting about with Mike Florio. Effectively, in a sense, kind of giving you a little bit of that confirmation bias that, yeah, the owners, of course, they work together on these sorts of things of like, yeah, we want to try to keep guaranteed money down because that's money out of our pockets. You don't become a rich person by handing it all out all the time. You do it by being stingy. But, well, that and, you know, generational wealth, yada, yada, yada.
It helps.
That's a topic for not this show. But the other part of this is, why in the world would you want that story to go public? Of course, as owners, that makes sense. It's the NFLPA that was the baffling part with the Pablo Torre story.
Mm-hmm.
That effectively, J.C. Tretter and members of the NFLPA really goofed themselves up and allowed this to happen. Most people would probably tell you if they had to be asked about their group chats being made public, like even just amongst friends of people that do nothing wrong, they go, God, no, don't look at the group chat. That's just like people goofing off all the time. But for NFL owners in group chats.
Yeah.
Or texts to each other. To have those. It's public record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, it's a confirmation bias at this point, though. We all know that this is something that they probably do, and it makes sense for them to do it because it's business. But you got Mike Bidwell and Dean Spanos texting each other. Hey, congratulations on signing Murray. Thanks, Dino. That alone should be a reason not to have that released.
Mm-hmm. It's just it doesn't look good. Like, but if I'm Dean Spanos, doesn't surprise
being called
anybody.
Dino,
yeah, like, not great.
And it's spelled out D-E-A-N-O. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, no, that can we not let that be public? But
it doesn't surprise anybody, though.
No. Like,
I think most people would tell you that, yeah, of course the owners don't want the fully guaranteed contracts. They don't want to do it. Everyone knew when the Deshaun Watson contract was signed. You had the ugly feeling of, like, he's getting that after all of this.
After
that came
all
out?
Of this and not playing for a year, you're giving him a guaranteed contract. These are the types of things that cause a lockout.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL, it didn't happen. But now we're getting more aggressive. Because now more guaranteed money after you've already made the pledge to each other to try to hand out less because Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam were out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And broke the system.
Yeah.
And that makes sense on the business front. Because only one other player had fully guaranteed contracts, and that was Kirk Cousins. Which he's had two of those. Good for him, by the way.
Hall of Fame material.
His agent is top tier.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame money bag.
I say put Kirk in the Hall of Fame just for that
Hall
alone.
Hall of Fame bag secure right there.
You Kirk literally Cousins. Don't have to put like a helmet up there with him, just a bag of money, and just be like, you guys know why he's here. You guys know why we brought him.
It's a miniature Brinks truck.
Yeah, we'll talk some of his stats, but really we're going to talk about the contract negotiations. And
realistically, they should put the bust of him with the big chain on.
That's exactly what it should be. It's exactly what it should be.
Kirko chains.
And that's it. Call it a day after that.
Yes, but it's just like, why after that situation did Cleveland give that contract out? And it's almost as if the Browns divided by zero, broke the whole thing, to a point where the owners had to all turn around and go, mm-mm, we don't do that. No. And then they could point to that contract and go, this is why we don't do it.
Well, and that's literally what they're doing. Is it's a guy that gets injured. He wasn't very good. Now look what happened.
Now it's the worst contract in NFL's history.
And it is. That's the thing. We can all look at it and objectively go, it's the worst one you could have.
Yeah, it's the worst contract in pro sports history.
From a business side of things, yeah.
From a business side, from an entertainment side, like none of it was good. And it goes back to Lamar Jackson, too. Jackson is franchise tagged by the Ravens, and Steve Bisciotti mentions publicly, it's too bad Cleveland gave him all that guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Would have rather not had them do that. And kind of like gives away the game on accident. And then you see what happened with that season, that offseason with Lamar Jackson, where now it all makes sense.
It was weird. Most of that offseason, before he does eventually sign his new deal with Baltimore, it felt like every team was going out of their way to make sure you knew they weren't actually interested in going after Lamar Jackson.
Like the Atlanta Falcons went with Desmond Ridder,
mm-hmm.
who you should never start, not even once. And tried to make sure to say, no, we're good on Lamar Jackson. Even though we were actively in talks about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Lamar. Apparently, we were all in on Watson. Now, not so much.
As a matter of fact, we were the ones left at the altar, reportedly, for Cleveland.
And you know, looking back.
But we're good on Lamar Jackson.
But looking
Don't
back
worry.
Now, and Torre and Florio do bring it up, too. It's like, it's surprising that people didn't jump on this earlier. And it is. I mean, that's completely fair. I think it did take something like this where every team is somewhat affected for people to be like, what the hell's going on here?
And now I'm glad that this is getting more noise because it should. And here's the thing. No, I don't feel bad for the owners in the slightest. They're not the ones putting their body out there and subjecting themselves to major injury. They're not the entertainment dollar. They're not. They're not the product.
Most of us actually don't even want to hear the owner speak. And that's going for every owner.
You're not the entertainment product. I'm not going to feel bad for you.
Yeah.
So, like, I love Jeremy and Joe with the let's get stupid idea of just, like, the Bills announcing, yeah, we've signed TJ Sanders to a fully guaranteed contract and breaking the system.
I'd be all for it.
I'm all for having the other owners be mad at you because what are you going to do about it, really?
Well, because, remember, it was the same
because
thing.
The Buffalo Bills being good is good for business and your wallet right now. So the Bills would want to just do that. Executives and coaches, I already mentioned it. They are off-the-handle types of mad right now.
You know who would do this?
Jerry.
The Vegas Golden Knights. If they were in the NFL.
Yes. The Vegas Golden Knights absolutely would be the ones to be like, no.
They'd be like, why would I care? It's the same with offer sheets that we talk about in the NHL. Who cares if they're mad? I'm trying to win.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? And so, like, a part of me, like, yeah, if and you can make up in your head what actually happens, because that could be a route. If the Bills were to sign T.J. Sanders to a
fully
guaranteed—
Sabres have an internal cap anyway. You could sign Sanders to a fully guaranteed contract.
But let's say the Bills did it. You can build up
obviously a joke
that the Bills decided, we're not playing games. We want everyone to camp. We have no issues. Let's go forward. I think the Bills also could do it purely off of, we're going to be on Hard Knocks. Whether we like it or not, we will be the face of this second round pick no one signed.
Oh, jeez.
We're
going to
be the face
right.
of that. So I think it is actually an honest evaluation of where the Bills could go.
It is good business for the Bills to break the chain.
Yes. And to just not even be a conversation outside of, the Bills made sure to get all their rookies in.
And
that's it.
And even then, that becomes a positive story, flying in the face of the league with the standoff. And then you can use that in Hard Knocks of, like, the Bills are just trying to win. That's the message.
Because right now, the message is not that. The message will be to start camp. Cook might be there, but a second-round pick who will play probably, I think hopefully, a pivotal role in a revamped defensive line is holding out.
Especially
and part of an era of holdouts that is not a thing, but the NFL owners, arguably, he will be portrayed as very greedy. That they're not just giving fully guaranteed contracts. Contracts, by the way, that are ultimately not very expensive. The whole point of rookies is that you get good, cheap labor in sports. It's for every sport. The rookie contracts are the best. You want to hit on those rookie picks, on those young picks, so that for 3-4 years, you've got them on the cheap, and they're giving you great production. I can see it now on the first episode of Hard Knocks. The Bills don't have many storylines. That's the worst part for this.
Yes.
If the Bills at least had any other storylines,
this is easily the biggest story.
You could somewhat push it off to the side. But Cook even showed up to mandatory minicamp. So they don't even have that going in. Now, he could ultimately hold in after like 3 days and be like, no, I got an acquired year. I'm done. But for right now, their biggest storyline will be their second round pick, who they traded up to go get. They have not signed yet.
And it's the fact that it's not personal. It is not a player versus team issue. It is a league versus union issue. And again, I'm glad that the Torrey story is getting more legs now because of this, because it's very clear and evident. Like, and nobody's hiding it. That's the other part of it. Like, nobody's being gaslit at this point. Nobody's being lied to, so to say, of like, why are 30 players unsigned? We know why.
Yeah.
We know why, and the owners aren't going to speak out and say, like, no, that's totally not what this is, or even try to confirm it with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know. But the thing is that they're not denying it, and that's fine by me in a sense. Like, it's just don't gaslight people.
I think it also could help really the next team that really goes forward with this. You're not the first team to do it. Houston did it and Cleveland did it with the first and second overall picks of the second round.
You're not even the team that they're going to quote-unquote blame right now.
If you want to in your owners' meetings next offseason, go, hey, this is Nick Caserio's fault. I needed to get my guy in. Coaches were getting upset. My GM was upset. We had to move forward. We were in the middle of a Super Bowl window. I'm sorry. And move on. You weren't even the first one. Jaden Higgins and Carson Swechinger were signed back-to-back days. They were the first two overall picks of the second round.
Yeah,
I think it's the thing. It would be much harder, I think, to convince an owner who obviously doesn't want to do this. They've been pushing against this for years now to be the first one to do it. Now that that's done, just get your guys in and start moving forward. I mean, that's it. Just start moving forward. And also on this too, Houston and Cleveland, we mentioned it. They have other second round picks that are not signed. Cleveland's dealing with some other issues with Judkins getting arrested, the whole thing, and that's a story that will transpire throughout camp. We'll see how that ends up going. But for Houston, who have their young quarterback, they're doing their whole thing. They're trying to revamp their offensive line. Well, hey, the only offensive lineman you were able to pick is a second-round pick that you have not signed yet, and he's not getting reps with the starting offensive line, who I would imagine you would hope would start with them. And the offensive line is all about chemistry.
As a matter of fact, they traded out of the first round because the offensive lineman did not fall the way that they wanted on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that is what's happened, it is a little funny that it's a self-inflicted wound right now.
I mean, it is, yeah.
But if you're going to do it for one, why not the other?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a team and an organization, that's an entirely different subject than the entire league. I look at that as an agent and go, you did it for the guy that you took earlier in the same round.
Yeah.
why not us? It's less money.
Higgins, by the way, his contract is 4 years, $11.7 million.
Yeah, come on.
Like, it's not a ton of money.
It's not a ton of money, but I do think that there is something to why are we paying guaranteed money to a player that has not played a down yet?
Mm-hmm.
Fully guaranteed contracts, because I'm pretty sure even the first rounders do not have fully guaranteed contracts either. So that could turn things more interesting next year. If they continue on this path, and if the rookies, like if the agents and the rookies hold so firm here that the teams cave first, next year's negotiations with rookies gets very...
First round picks do generally have fully guaranteed contracts. They have gotten to that point, yes.
All right. And honestly, like I said, it's a high-end asset though.
Mm-hmm.
But there still might be like, you know, a late first rounder that doesn't have a fully guaranteed contract, for example. Well, guess what you're getting now?
Yeah.
It's a system breaker, and that's how a new CBA gets drawn up. These are the disagreements where lockouts start. If they stay firm. And I'll bet you that they're not going to last this long. Not for 30 of them. There's too many. So there's going to be a player that caves first and it starts the wave.
Yeah. And today is kind of the first day where a lot of teams start to report, including the Bills. We'll keep you posted on all of that as things come around this morning. 803-0550, the number two call if you want to join the show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. Listening to WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a Tuesday. You're listening to Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Friday Foursome with Encore Golf is back, ready to tee it up for free every Friday. We're giving away a foursome at one of our favorite nearby fairways, Seneca Hickory Stick Golf, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Royal Niagara Golf Club, plus a box of Encore Golf Balls, a $25 Encore gift card. Enter now through August 21st at WGR550.com for your shot at the pin. Derek, we got more uniform stuff.
Yes, but it's not the stuff that I'm looking for.
No, it's not still.
But that said, even though I'm not looking for this, I'm happy to see it.
Without saying who the team is, I have been at the head
clean
of the cult that wants them to be their full-time. Ignore the fact that you were garbage as an organization when you wore these. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers creamsicle jerseys are perfection.
Bring it all back home. And we've seen a lot of this in pro sports teams where they are kind of like figuring out, yeah, this was our best look. We're just going to bring it back. Often in hockey, we've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like you see it with the Penguins, the Oilers.
Carolina still wears the Hartford.
Even the Sabres. Like, it was also the, can we get rid of all the Navy that we had in the early 2000 or the 2010s, please? Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're welcome. Navy is a terrible color. Fight me. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they tease you with it. A couple games of the creamsicle jerseys throughout the years as of recent.
Mm-hmm.
And the 76 jersey for their home debut, all whites.
Oh, man.
With the orange accents is perfection.
It has, I think, become my favorite jersey in the NFL. That's obviously not a Bills jersey. I'm all for the Bills all whites. I think everyone knows that. I think that's the best look in the NFL. But in terms of just throwbacks, look, I love the powder blues of the Chargers. I'm glad they really went back to them. And like you mentioned, the Navies, when you had like the dark blue and the gold that they used to have and stuff like that.
Bad.
They've gone away from that.
Oversaturation of a bad jersey color.
And they went back to powder blue. Love that look. I have been, from almost day one that I knew these jerseys existed, have been such a fan of them. I love the look. I don't really care that you got the winking pirate. I think that adds a little bit of character to the team. I don't need it to be tough. Like, I think it just, it adds something fun to the team. This is still entertainment. And it's different from the Raiders. Like, that was the fun thing. It was they were on an opposite coast, and they were different from the Raiders, and that was really cool. I love these. You mentioned it's their home opener, too. It sucks that their first two games, by the way, are on the road, at Atlanta, at Houston.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 o'clock game against the Jets, you throw these babies on there. I mean, that's going to be peak. It's going to be beautiful. And they score a ton of points. Like, I think that's the thing, too. You reintroduce these uniforms either for two reasons. We're really good, and we know a bunch of people are going to rebuy these jerseys with a bunch of these great players' names on it. Or two, we are so bad, we desperately need something for people to get excited about. We've seen both of those now, I think, this offseason. We've seen now Tampa doing this for their home opener. Tampa's been really good the last few years. They're one of the better well-run organizations in the whole sport. Not perfect, but very well-run. And then you have the Saints. We're going to be dreadful this year, guys. Our potential starting quarterback in Tyler Shuck, not signed his contract yet because he's a second-round pick. But you know what we're going to do? All white jerseys, all white pants. We're going to throw in a white helmet, too. It's going to look incredible.
Yes, we're gonna make it look
clean. I think we've seen both of the why are we introducing these really cool unis. It's either we're so good, everyone's going to rebuy these, and it's going to be awesome because we're really good, or it's so bad, we need anything.
I'm starting to respect like the whiteout style jerseys more.
I love them.
In sports.
I love them.
But I think in certain sports, it looks better than others.
Agreed. Very much agreed.
Football, absolutely. Hockey, when you give the white gloves and the white pants, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To where, like, I don't know, man. Maybe you don't need to do that.
The Sabres tried it. I think we all like the concept because we do like the all-white look in football. It didn't work for hockey. Basketball,
They didn't. They had the blue helmets standing out on top of it.
That's right. They did. That's right.
Yeah. It just, no.
See, I still don't like the jersey, though, on the white ice surface. It just didn't look good. With this being on grass, it looks great.
Yeah,
that's the thing. College does this as well. Colorado has started to do it with now Deion Sanders there, where they've got the gold numbers, but then the all-white look.
Right.
It looks very good.
In football, it looks clean.
Mm-hmm.
In hockey, it has to be well executed.
Yeah. And then baseball, basketball kind of.
Don't need to worry about it.
It's just, it's such a good look. I think have fun with it. Remember, you're still an entertainment product. And that's, and I know a lot. That's why a lot of Bills fans have been pushing, like, when is our thing coming?
Yes.
Like it's because it, and it, it's part of the, one of the aspects of why you would do this. You're really good. People do want to see these players in maybe the red helmets or an alternate look, what have you, because they're so cool. You've seen some of these different jerseys. I know way too many people that have bought the red jerseys for their players purely because it's different and it's the alternate one. And I don't know many people that actually ultimately like the red jerseys.
Right.
They just kind of like that it's different.
And, you know, the Bills do have a chance to do the funniest thing ever about that. Josh Allen, oftentimes in the return to the red and blue.
That's become iconic now.
It's become iconic where he will come out with a different colored helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Have the whole offense join him and make your announcement that this is what it's going to be, for example.
I think that is something they should do because Allen has very much taken it kind of
by
the horns. It's a bit, but most people now like really look forward to it. That is a storyline for people.
And now you make like the whole offense go out there with him like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And so far, it's been in these 3 years. He's done the red helmet, a blue helmet, and then last year was a black helmet with the red standing buffalo on it. I mean, he's been able to do different ones, and it has now become a big storyline for that return to the blue and red practice at the stadium. For me personally with the uniforms, I don't want them to wait till next year for the stadium. I don't think you have to pack everything into next year.
No, and I do think that it would be fitting to have the red helmets there for the last time you're going to be in Highmark Stadium, for example, because you did play in that stadium with them for a good amount of time, including one of your most successful...
Yeah, really up until now, maybe your most successful period.
Period of the Buffalo Bills' existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even... Like, it's fair to argue that, no, that is still the most successful period of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And you see other teams do it. And granted, the Bills, I don't think there's anything wrong with their uniforms at all, though. So if they never do it, I'm okay.
No, I've seen some rumblings like people want them to bring back the red helmets for – no. And really, I'm only changing the uniforms again for the Bills, and it's a very specific circumstance. They've got to be bad for a while again.
It's got to be a couple – honestly, if it's a couple days, it's fine. I don't need the red helmets back forever.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be nice? Sure. You know, the Bills have, quite frankly, too good of a uniform combination to let red helmets fail.
Yeah.
It's simple, effective, brilliant. It's not like they're the Titans with like this weird arena football look. And then you change the color of the helmets, and it's like, wait, how'd that make it look worse? But if they don't bring it back at all, yeah. Am I a little disappointed? Maybe. But am I going to be up in arms about it at this point? No, because they've kind of ignored that request for so long now that I'm kind of numb to it. That said, I really want to know what the rivalry looks are going to be for all of these teams.
Because this thing, we at least know that is going to happen this year.
Yes.
That's for me. I still think that is going to be full 90s looks for both teams. Whoever the Bills are playing, I think it'll absolutely be a Dolphins game. I think they've announced
Cali it. Cali bringing up Navy as a possibility still made me like see blood. Like, oh, I want red helmets? No, I was seeing red that day.
Mm-hmm.
But because like, I don't think it's going to happen. But there's also a non-zero chance, right? Like your deepest, darkest fears.
Yeah. Has the opponent that they're going to play with the rivalry jerseys been announced?
No.
I thought it was going to. I haven't seen it.
We've heard nothing about the rivalries series yet of what these uniforms are going to look like. Heard nothing.
I fully believe that is going to be like the full 90s look. You'll be able to get a Josh Allen jersey in the 90s Bills jersey because it's a little bit different. And I think it's going to be against the Dolphins. I think also, especially, you may want to get on that rivalry while it's still here because I think that one's ending pretty soon in terms of just both being good, both battling for the division. I think that's about over. And after this year, I could really see Miami going into a full tailspin rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even say that necessarily as a negative. Start over if it's not working. I'm not against that. But I think they're going to want to have to kind of get there soon with that because if they don't, oof. And ultimately, it's going to be tough to do the rivalry jerseys the Bills, when they were the biggest rivals for the Patriots, was when the Patriots were dominant and it wasn't really a rivalry. It was just we all hated the Patriots.
Right.
The Bills-Jets has never really had that kind of same vitriol hatred. It's Bills-Dolphins. That's the AFC East rivalry.
Yes.
And then New York-Boston teams, Patriots-Jets.
Yes, always. There's always a fun little rivalry there. But yeah, that's actually pretty interesting that you come up with that.
I think you got to jump on it now because I just don't see it lasting much longer. So jump on it now rather than, I mean, would you do essentially two red jerseys for the Patriots and Bills? No. Jets, Bills, again, that does not have the same gravitas at all as the other two. And Patriots, again, is more just hatred built through getting your teeth kicked in for 20 years. Dolphins, there's a legit, we had that period, but then we had the competitive period where we beat them a lot. Now we're in the period now where Dolphins arguably are good, but they just can't get past the Bills.
And it's where it's that frustrating, like you keep reaching and you just don't get there.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, like Miami, there was an entire decade where the Bills didn't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're kind of looking at what's going on now with these two teams. And it's like there's a really big stretch, though, of the Bills just cramping up at the end of one game.
Yeah.
From having a double-digit win streak against Miami. It is, that's probably the best matchup, I think, to have a rivalry's uniform would be Bills-Miami. Because the two teams do have that vitriol toward them, and the rivalry is relatively even still in terms of win totals.
Mm-hmm.
New England, thanks to almost two decades worth of dominance, that number is very skewed. Though the Patriots are an up-and-coming team, seen a little bit more in a positive light than Miami right now.
Right now, yeah.
And you're right. The Jets, though, that could be sometimes the most fun uniform game. Think the color rush, the colorblind game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just it's funny. Like, in a four-team division, you think, like, everyone would have, like, their special rivalry. I can think of a few divisions, though, that, like, there's just that one matchup where
you're there.
Eh. Yeah, it's the one matchup where it's just like, okay, I mean, it's a division matchup. It's important. I don't feel any strong, feelings towards it.
But it's neither of the North divisions because you kept everything from the Central divisions.
Mm-hmm. AFC South is kind of just
even the AFC East
together.
Did a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, Indy was the team that left. But, like, the NFC South, you still have Falcons Saints.
That's the big one.
That's the team. Those are the teams that they hate each other. Hatred. But then enough, if I'm a Falcons.
I wish those teams were good again because that was, from what I've discovered just the last few years, there is a genuine, honest to God hatred for each other.
Yes. They like those two teams, it is big brother, little brother, and you are fighting with each other all the time.
I think, you know why it hasn't gotten that much leg room, like in terms of the entire NFL, the countrywide? Outside of a few years, both teams have kind of been bad forever.
And they would take turns being bad.
Being bad. Like it became really one of the, you know, a perfect example? It was the Egg Bowl, like for the last 20 years up until recently for Ole Miss. It was 5-6 Ole Miss versus 5-6 Mississippi State. Who's getting bowl eligibility, baby? Yep. It's Virginia Tech, Virginia now. Like, it's who's getting bowl eligibility with this win?
Yeah, like, you guys are currently here.
Yeah.
And you're right. Every division does seem to have a little bit of that. And it's good on Seattle for when they were good that they took advantage of some hatred to, like, them and the 49ers. It's a different thing now. But for the longest time, the Seahawks used to be an AFC team.
Mm-hmm.
Historically.
Yes, only recently they've been able to kind of come into their
recently
own with their
they've got their
with
hatred with the 49ers. But, like, the Cardinals,
they're very much forgotten. Yeah.
They're there.
Doesn't, like, help either. They've been bad forever. You know, they have their blips where they're good, but for the most part, they're...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A very forgotten franchise.
Yep.
But yeah, I think for the rivals, unless it has been announced, I have not seen it. I think it's got to be Bills Miami, and I think they'd be foolish not to go with just full 90s looks. Here we go, maybe a little bit updated and not be a complete carbon copy. I think that'd be the way to go. I think that'd be perfect.
803-0550 the number to call if you want to jump in here. Don't forget the Buffalo Bills and Sabres Foundations will be hosting Give 716 Day, raising as much money for local charities as possible, beginning at 7:16 p.m. tonight. And running through midnight on Wednesday, July 16th. Over 500 charities will be participating, and all fans are encouraged to make a donation of any amount to their favorite charity or charities. Go to give716.org between 7:16 p.m. tonight and midnight on Wednesday, July 16th. Derek Kramer and Zach Jones wrapping up the first hour, coming up next after the break here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Cal Raleigh won the Home Run Derby last night. He is having a monster year for the Seattle
Mariners.
The
big dumper.
The big dumper.
Big dumper.
38 home runs. He is behind only Barry Bonds in terms of home runs hit before the All-Star break. Bonds hit 39 one year. Cal Raleigh has hit 38.
Was it that year?
It may be that year. I assume it'd be that year. He's also doing this as a catcher, which many will know he is not going to play every game. I find maybe the most impressive stat, he has not been a bad power hitter. Most of his career, he had 34 home runs last year. But again, the fact that he's already surpassed his total from last year at the All-Star break is simply incredible. Simply incredible.
That's a sick year at that point. It already is.
My only fear now, and he won the Home Run Derby, great for him. I love it for him, too. He's playing out in Seattle, especially the East Coast markets. They're going to kind of just see the stats. They're not going to necessarily see him play a lot. That's a fact of the matter. We've talked about it with Mike Trout for years. You know, the Angels aren't on, you know, Baseball in America tonight or anything like that. Like, you're not going to necessarily see him. So it was nice for him. My only fear now is because he did take part in the Home Run Derby, please let that old, you know, saying of you ruin your swing at the Home Run Derby, please don't let that be true.
Yeah.
Please don't let that be true. He has been an unbelievable player this year. We talked a lot about Aaron Judge's year as well. He is still continuing to have an incredible year for the AL. But this home run race, or this not home run race, but MVP race between the two is going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, he hit in the last 3 years, 27 home runs, 30 home runs, 34 home runs. He has not been a bad power hitter by any means.
And the thing
he's
is,
just having his best year ever now.
He's having his best year ever, and he's already surpassed it at the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And Seattle's very much in the mix on the wild card, and that's going to help his standing in an MVP race, for example. If you're a playoff team, you're probably going to make your case a little bit more because, like, Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge.
And
but
it got
the Yankees also
too,
have the Yankees roster.
And Mike Trout and Ohtani kind of got to that point. But there was always that uncomfortableness of, like, yeah, they're the best players in baseball, but the team sucks.
Yes. And that's obviously not the case there with Aaron Judge. And, like, Seattle's a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, it's often their proclivity for choking at the end of seasons, why they would often miss the playoffs. I would like to say, I hope that Cal Raleigh is able to keep this up and win AL MVP, mostly because I get Yankee fatigue.
I will tell you, don't hold your breath on him winning the MVP.
No, I know.
Judge still leads most of baseball.
He is still
in most hitting categories.
He's on an otherworldly type tear. Like the fact that Riley is making this a race in his own right is already a great enough season for him.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, yeah. Like the most impressive part is yes, he is doing this as a catcher. That is the most impressive part.
We have at least someone that could be like in the same room right now, considering what Judge was doing to start the year, especially.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number two call. Hour number two coming up after a quick timeout. You listen to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.